Statements made on the Dr. Peter DeVette Live radio show have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Products mentioned on the Dr. Peter DeVette Live radio show are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness. Information given by the host or co-host are the opinions of the speakers and are not intended as medical advice. Information on this show is not a substitute for medical advice and is strictly for educational purposes. Please seek the advice of your primary physician before starting anything new or following educational advice or opinions.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. It's time to find out about your health and get your medical questions answered. Doctor, give me the news. Some of the topics we'll be discussing today include why America is facing a healthcare disaster, what the root causes are of your healthcare challenges versus symptom management, the holistic paradigm, how the spirit, mind, and body connection is critical in both the development of illness and the solution to illness, how emotions are directly related to physical illness, and how to read your own body like a book. The most effective medicine is to invest in wellness and live a holistic lifestyle. This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. DeVette.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are so happy that you have taken the time to join us today. Today, we will be talking about a very interesting subject. I want you to stay tuned because we're going to discuss, is disease causing stress or stress causing disease, or is it both?
Yeah, and, it sounds pretty strange question to ask people, but most people have no clue why disease happens, Vanessa. So, mm-hmm. And they also don't conceptualize the impact that the disease has once it's developed on on the person. So it cuts both ways. No doubt about it. As a matter of fact, sometimes the disease itself, the stress from the disease itself can magnify the disease process 1,000 times.
I think people readily identify with that when you say cancer. Automatically, wow, okay. So big name health challenges like that, I think, yes, they equate to. But in regular, what I call regular day-to-day disease, illness, just like what I've been going through this week, or started last weekend, okay, they don't understand the equation of that. So we're going to help you listeners today learn a little bit more about that. If you have a health question, we want you to please give us a call at 866-404-6519. 866-404-6519. And a little bit later in the show, we will recommend some products to you that you can find on our website at shopqhi.com. And don't forget to get your copy of Dr. DeVette's book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health. It is the tool we're working from every Monday as we are going through the 12-week action plan. I promise you, listeners, this is a valuable tool in your health care arsenal. It teaches you about what's broke in our health care system, what things you can do to take charge of your health, and I can't encourage you enough to understand that you need to be the one in charge of your health. And you can do this by so many simple things that you do. And this book will take you through that step by step. And we're working from that every Monday as we go through the 12-week action plan in that book. And it is on sale for $25 and free shipping in the United States. So just give a call here to QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735 to get your copy.
And that series is called the Manifest Your Miracle series. So every Monday, we are doing a Manifest Your Miracle broadcast. And so each week we do one of the 12 weeks, the 12-week action plan, and we are now just past week 3. So we're heading towards week 4.
It's not too late to start.
So for those of you that have not followed along, you can go back and listen to week 1. That was the podcast from the 30th of January, and then the 6th of February was the second broadcast, so week two, and then the 13th of February we did week three. So this Monday will be week four, and so if you can go back, listen to those other podcasts, and you can get your, you can even do them one a week. And you know, so that you're not rushed. You know, we purposefully are doing them on Mondays so people can set their clocks by, you know, the show and the reminders on what they can do to massively turn around, you know, even serious health problems. You know,
yes.
there's so much that can be accomplished. And today's show kind of fits right in there because in my book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health, you know, it covers holistic principles of healing, but it makes the point repeatedly in the book that if we want to heal a disease, we have to address the disease at its source. And we have to, so that means we have to discover the root before we can address it.
Yes.
And then once we have figured out what the diagnosis is or what the cause is, then we also need to, you know, remove the stress, you know, that's part of that name too.
That is it. I'm on a roll today.
and Vanessa, you know, we might as well call today's show is stress causing cancer or is cancer causing stress? Because you know most people don't necessarily equate with the idea of disease, you know, in general. But cancer is way up there, you know, on everybody's radar screens. You know, it's way up there in terms of their concerns, you know, what it is that they fear.
Right.
So we'll just use cancer as an example in today's show so you can kind of follow along and be a little bit more, you know, clear-cut in how you conceptualize this. And so when we talk about cancer, we want to look at it from, you know, the perspective of the five levels of disease formation and also the five levels of healing. So cancer is not just a physical phenomenon. You know, of course occurs at the physical level in the tissues, and you can see it physically either on the surface or if you look into the body with surgery, you can see it. You know, sometimes we can also see it with the bioenergetic forms of workup, like for instance when we do CAT scans, MRIs. You know, those are energy body modalities that allow us to look into the body. But when you think of causation, you know, there's certainly some physical causes to cancer. We know that certain toxins contribute, our diets and lifestyles, you know, contribute greatly to that as well. And we know that that infectious agents, we know that every cancer has an organism associated with it. And the organism, by the way, is possibly part of the causality, but more importantly, it's part of the cleanup crew, or what I call the breakdown crew. So if you have a malignancy, you want certain organisms to come into play that'll help to break down the tumor. And this, by the way, is something that most people don't have a clue about, that infections are under control of the brain and directed by the brain, and is part of the solution to disease, not necessarily just part of the problem. So very, very important concept there. But on this, the energy body, Vanessa, you know, there's you know, a dysfunction in the autonomic nervous system that also comes into play. So when we look at the launching of a disease, we can actually see how it goes through its phases, you know, from the you know, the emotional, mental, to the energetic, and then to the physical.
Yes, we can. This is just, it's just bizarre, the little twist, and I'll share with you later, just the reasons for these shows kind of taking turns that they do.
Yeah. Well, you can share any time, Vanessa. I know something tickled your fancy, and I would love for you to share that.
Just in, we get so caught up in our day to day do, okay?
Our do.
Yeah, I could have said do do. Sometimes it's like that. You're right. We get caught up in the robotics of the day. You know, have to accomplish this. You know, I start at this time, have to end at that time, and on it goes. And you're not really cognizant of what is taking place within you mentally, emotionally. Now, I went through a big learning curve with that back while Mother was sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and I had mm-hmm. talked about this then, that I didn't feel like I could take the time to kind of, at times, actually even feel what I was feeling, much less deal with those feelings and emotions. I always kept shoving that stuff to the back burner until all that came crashing down on me. But just like with what has even transpired for me within these past few days of, you know, still trying to go through the things I needed to do and it not working properly. And I mean, my body literally got my attention, literally shut me down. In a very harsh way. I mean, it's been a long time since I have felt like, just go ahead and shoot me, put me down. But by Sunday, that's where I was, and actually a little bit worse than that on Monday. But we've got to be aware of what is going on around us, what we are feeling, addressing those emotions, those thoughts, those conflicts about what is taking place in our life, so that our body doesn't have to constantly go through this huge reactionary mode.
Yeah.
The more aware we are of it, the more proactive you can be in addressing these things up front, which benefits on every level, not just, you know, with the issue you're dealing with, but your body in turn and those around you in helping to be more proactive with your health.
And that's a beautiful example, Vanessa, because, you know, once you start getting this awareness, and, you know, especially when we get into the mental, emotional, social, spiritual realms, you know, when we look at the intuitive body, the mental body, and the spirit body, as we're gonna do a year after this break, you know, this awareness that you can build for yourself on what is going on within you is absolutely empowering in so many ways. Because look at you, Vanessa. I mean, you know, a couple of days ago you were in Ooh. Dire straits with your health.
Yep.
And today you're you know, just an epitome of health again. So we're going to talk a bit more about this after the break, Vanessa. Just
yes, ladies and gentlemen, please give us a call if you have a health question. We're live on the air for you. 866-404-6519, 866-404-6519, or email us at shopqhi.com at the Contact Us link. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on toginet.com. LinkedIn. It's a great tool, and Carol McManus is the LinkedIn lady. With the LinkedIn Lady Show, Wednesday afternoons at 5, 4 Central on toginet.com. The LinkedIn Lady Show is here to show you and your business how every social media site has a specific demographic, personality, and purpose that can benefit you. The LinkedIn Lady will have interviews each week with a variety of guests, such as business owners who will showcase their businesses and talk about how they're using social media to stay in touch with not only customers, but to attract new relationships that become customers. Other guests will be experts in social media who will speak to the use of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Plaxo, Squidoo, and of course, LinkedIn. For more on Carol and the show, check out her website, LinkedInLady.com. Join us, won't you? Every Wednesday afternoon at 5, 4 Central, it's the LinkedIn Lady Show with host Carol McManus on toginet.com.
Hi, my name's John Martin, and I'm the CEO of this radio station. Recently, I began a life-changing weight loss program under the supervision and care of Dr. Peter DeVette at QHI Wellness in Tyler, Texas. The program that Dr. DeVette put me on is called Beta HCG. Now, 97 days ago, I began the program, and as of today, I've lost a total of 63 pounds. You heard me right, 63 pounds in just over 90 days. If you're out there suffering like I was from being overweight and just finally are ready to do something about it, then the days of those long-term yo-yo programs are over. You can finally take care of the problem for good. I personally recommend giving Dr. DeVette's clinic a call at 877-484-9735. That's QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735. Or go online at QHIwellness.com and change your life today. And oh, by the way, tell them John Martin sent you.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta... Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed the introduction, today we are talking about, is disease causing stress? And we're kind of hitting on cancer, actually, today with this, or is stress causing disease? It's very easy for people to equate cancer as being a stressful disease, but trust me when I tell you, after my experience the past few days, this can come down to something as simple as a bladder infection, okay? We have conflicts to events that happen in our life, and that is the premise of recall healing, and being able to resolve those conflicts is what allows your body to return to a healing, healthy, functioning state. Now, this takes some guts sometimes to be able to face what those conflicts are. Sometimes they are very deep-seated traumas. Sometimes they appear to be little things. Like for me, this past few days, anyone else looking in would think, oh gosh, that's just day to day. And in some ways it is. But there was an underlying conflict about what's taking place. And my body, absolutely full blower, responded to that conflict. Full bore.
Yeah, and Vanessa, you know, what we're going to be learning here in this segment is, you know, everything is meaningful and purposeful. So every illness, every cold, every flu, every little ache, every little pain, every event, every accident, every experience of your life, every habit, every addiction, you know, is meaningful and purposeful and has, you know, and has an explanation that goes beyond the superficial blame, you know, because oftentimes we blame disease for stress, and then we blame, you know, stress for causing disease, you know, and you know, it's the point that we make here in, for instance, in the recall healing realm is, and it's not the lived experience, it's the felt experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You can take two people to a amusement park. This is always a good example. Two people go to the amusement park.
I remember the last time we went to.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
That was quite a drama. We went to amusement park as, you know, as staff.
We did a clinic event. Yes, we went to Six Flags.
It was a hot day. It was like 100.
God.
It was unbelievable. Just yeah, it was the hottest day of the year that we chose.
And that's when I decided to venture out and. Yeah, try to get past my physical trauma I go through when I ride certain rides.
So between that, you know, the emotional roller coaster that you went on when you went on the on that roller coaster, and then the physical roller coaster of severe heat. I mean, I thought we were going to lose you that day because you just out and out collapsed after after that. Just about collapsed after that that ride. But Vanessa, that's a great example because I sat next to you on that roller coaster and I had a great time, you know. And I was like, what is
And the funny thing is, in one respect, I did, because number one, before, I would have never even sat in that chair.
It would have
been, no, that is it. And I was determined I was going to find a way to ride that blasted ride and it not totally break me down.
Yeah.
Well, I did get past my fear of even trying, okay? All right? Now, that might have been a very stupid move to some people.
That was
something for me. You really do not know.
Well, that was life-changing.
Yeah.
And again, that's the, you know, it's, we We got a fright with the aftermath, but you had conquered a fear with that. But, again, it fits right into our discussion today because, again, it's not the lived experience, it's the felt experience. Two people go on a roller coaster like me and you, and one has a great time, wants to go in again and again, and the other one, just falls out and, has a massive reaction.
I'm just so proud I wasn't hurling, okay? Exactly. Now, I mean, that would have been the second part of what happened before.
But, so Vanessa, that's the realm of disease and the realm of the programming for disease. So when we talk about cancer, for example, everybody knows somebody now in this world of ours, in this country of ours, knows somebody or has dealt with cancer directly, in person, or knows somebody that's struggling with a severe illness or has a severe or serious illness, of whatever kind. And Vanessa, it's not just serious illnesses. I mean, even
a headache,
Everyday headache, everyday cold or flu can make you miserable.
Yes.
And in our society, we don't tolerate misery. We treat it like the enemy. So you treat the symptom as if it's the enemy, and you end up blowing out the defense mechanisms.
Yep.
Time and time again, Western medicine blows out defense mechanisms and makes disease worse. Mm-hmm. Because, again, you do not heal something by trying to treat the symptom. That has never worked, never will work. What you do, you heal something by helping to address the deeper source, and either time itself will sometimes cause you to go beyond it, move beyond it, and sometimes the disease literally has physiological purpose too. Because, for instance, in your case, Vanessa, your health challenge at the beginning of this week stopped you for a day or two. It literally took you out of the flow, forced you to take a look to say, okay, what the heck am I doing? What do, I'm getting stressed. What? Mm-hmm. How do I reframe this? How do I repair this? Right. How do I, turn from the tendency towards being a victim of the situation to getting on top of it and proactive with it.
Right.
And we all have that. I mean, it's amazing because, somebody else in the clinic went through, a lot, not the same symptoms exactly, but also, a severe...
She and I were a pair yesterday.
Yeah, and I'll just tell, I'll share something. I won't tell you who, but I will tell, will share a little bit of what occurred, folks, we joked yesterday about Valentine's Day, pushing buttons for a lot of people, and a lot of people get sick on Valentine's Day. We had a lot of people reschedule their appointments yesterday. It's like, what on earth is going on? This is supposed to be the happiest day of the year, with everybody celebrating their wonderful relationships, their sweethearts at home, and everybody's getting sick, and everybody's canceling appointments, and staff is sick, and it suddenly struck me during the radio show yesterday that it's Valentine's Day, folks. Valentine's Day pushes a lot of emotional buttons for people. So if you've been through a divorce, if you've been through broken relationships, if you've lost a loved one, even a parent, or a child, Valentine's Day reminds us of those relationships.
It does.
We might as well call it Relationship Day, And so, and it's just like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the worst day of the year for people in terms of illness, because Thanksgiving reminds us this in the same way of the broken relationships, of the losses, and everything else. And we, so we go through.
That's a double-edged sword. Yeah. I mean,
that person, the Valentine's Day yesterday, was a culmination of all kinds of stresses related to, family dynamics, losses of loved ones, losses of marriages, in their family, generation after generation. And finally, that person had a massive breakthrough of late in their personal relationship. And it was almost like a massive healing phase kicked in.
Right.
Very quickly. And caused a massive pain in the neck, literally, as they went through the repair phase. It was just, but understanding what was happening immediately helped her to start relieving that stress in the body, that disease process that was taking place.
Right.
I mean, if it wasn't for a deeper insight, she would have ended up in the emergency room. She would have ended up on steroids, on narcotics. She would have ended up with neck surgery, in all likelihood.
Yeah.
Because the physiology can literally break down, and sometimes very rapidly, and can rebuild. And what I reminded her of, yesterday was pain is a good sign. Pain is a sign that the bones are remineralizing, that calcium is going back into the bones. By the way, if you look at a disease like osteoporosis, osteoporosis is painless, but it occurs during the conflict phase of a severe conflict of devaluation, so a generalized severe conflict of devaluation.
Wow.
But the pain comes when there's a repair phase that kicks in. So if somebody suddenly has bad back pain, or they have a fracture in the back or something like that, that's always during the... And folks, if you don't know quite what we're talking about recall healing. We're talking about the science of understanding the program behind every disease, the science behind every cancer. I mean, this is Dr. Homer's work. Dr.
Yes.
Homer was a German physician that made this extraordinary discovery that every cancer had an emotional program related to it. We're talking about the mental body, by the way, now.
And you bring this up in your book, which, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like a little better insight into this, Dr. DeVette's book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health, addresses this. There's 62 pages that help introduce you to the true depths of recall healing. And we've got some wonderful seminars. We're going to tell you about that here when we come back from the break, that are coming up through the whole month of March. If you're anywhere within driving distance, you want to take advantage of these seminars and learn how to address the source of your health challenge and begin resolving them. Before what I've been going through these past few days, I'd have been in a whole different boat, just like the example you were sharing. And I'm so elated to not have to go through prolonged, health challenge. From where I was yesterday to today is almost like night and day difference. Even.
Absolutely. I mean, you dragged your butt into this studio yesterday.
You literally did
not look good. And today you are the epitome of health. After a severe kidney infection, not just a kidney infection, but it got into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
You were having massive, chills and fevers. And you are today absolutely amazing.
Look out. I'm on a roll. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a call at 866-404-6519. 866-404-6519. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Boost your life force and enhance your health today with Life Force Naturals. This product is a superb combination of all natural super green foods, berries and herbs that contain the entire spectrum of vitamins and minerals, and much, much more. Packed with chlorophyll, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, plant-based antioxidants, fiber, and a powerhouse of therapeutic herbal components, Life Force Naturals may also help you detox by optimizing liver, kidney, and gut function, giving you antioxidant protection, help reduce inflammation, help your immune system, your resistance against cancer, and your protection against heart disease. Life Force Naturals also has antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. Life Force Naturals, a cut above any commercially available multi-nutrient combination. To order your bottle of Life Force Naturals, call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or shop online at shophealthybody.com. Help your body get rid of disease-causing inflammation today with Flammaway, presented to you by DeVette Wellness. Flammaway is made up of a superb combination of inflammation-fighting herbs, including turmeric, ginger, boswellia, resveratrol, and bromelain. Inflammation is the mechanism by which most pain in the body springs forth, and it's a central component of most disease creation in the human body. Flammaway reduces inflammation and often pain, and contributes to better heart and blood vessel health and immune system function. Also, great for many with arthritis, headaches, and back pain, sore muscles, sports injuries, and any conditions involving inflammation. inflammation. If you're a victim of inflammation, get your supply of Flammoid today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or go online at shophealthybody.com.
Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just now joining us again, we're talking about, is disease causing stress, and we're really hitting on cancer as well, a couple other health challenges, and or is the stress, you know, causing the disease? And as you'll realize through the course of this show, these are actually hand in hand. It's neither one nor the other. They are connected pieces to your health puzzle. And we want to help you understand that today. And in doing that, I want you to be aware that in the month of March, we have several seminars scheduled on recall healing. The first weekend, March 2, 3, and 4, is level 1. If you are wanting your first introduction in having an understanding of how your conflicts cause and contribute to disease, that's the place to begin. We are going to do level 2. The weekend of the 16th, and in between time, we're going to do one on RA, chronic fatigue, and fibromyalgia. That'll be the weekend of March.
Well, the 10th and the 11th is 10th,
yes,
is breast, and 11th is,
yes,
rheumatological
that's
diseases.
That's correct.
And then we go to
level 2,
24th and 25th.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia,
and then Lyme's disease.
And then Lyme's disease,
right,
on the 25th. So,
right.
So that is wall-to-wall, incredible education. For those of you that are close to East Texas, anywhere in the neighborhood, and folks, this is worth traveling across country for. If you're, no matter where you are, we have an extraordinary speaker coming in, teacher coming in, Dr. Gilbert Renaud. He's MAP, by the way. He's also available through the website.
Yes, he is.
And his DVDs are, you know, the ones that we've, you know, I teach with him in these seminars, most of them at least. And we have a set of DVDs available on virtually all these workshops too, right. And we will have more available after this set.
Upcoming, yes,
you know,
we
so,
will.
So if
yes,
you if will. You have an interest in, mm-hmm. in the breast seminar or the mm-hmm. chronic fatigue seminar, fibromyalgia seminar, the uh-huh. Lyme's or the rheumatological disease seminar, mm-hmm. any of those, or level 1, level 2, mm-hmm. then you can, and you cannot make it. You can get the DVDs
absolutely
ordered.
Absolutely. Call QHI Wellness for those items, 877-484-9735, or to book your reservation for any one of those seminars. We've got all of the information there for you, 877-484-9735.
And this is about decoding your illnesses, folks. If you want to understand why, again, you know, one person gets breast cancer, another person gets prostate cancer, another person gets brain cancer, and somebody gets, you know, ingrown toenails, and another acne. And, you know, it's just absolutely fascinating to understand exactly what the program is behind each disease. And then the cofactors also make a lot more sense. For
yes,
so,
yes.
You know, the cofactors are the toxins, the infections, the, you know, the electromagnetic interference, you know, all the EMFs that we're so exposed to, and all kinds of other nefarious influences, you know, but it's those things very seldom cause disease directly. They do it via the stress program. So when we say, does stress cause disease, mm-hmm. we're answering the question for you. We're saying absolutely. Mm-hmm. And each disease has a specific stress and a specific mm-hmm. program. Mm-hmm. And then when we say, does disease cause stress, we're saying absolutely. Because mm-hmm. every disease, whether it's serious or not, you know, right. stresses you just by being sick. You know, it takes you out of the flow. It takes you, forces you to stop often. And most people don't want to stop. You know, it's like, okay, you know, just keep going. Even if it's engenders suffering and frustration and overwhelm. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that disease comes in and forces you, you know, to come to a full stop so you can say, okay, now what am I doing? Where am I going? How do I want to get there? You know, and,
I can't help but think of Smokey and the Bandit and Jackie Gleason kicking his son in the butt and say, the guy they stopped. And he said, you know what that is? That's an attention getter.
Yeah, that's it. And sometimes it's a small attention getter, so a little cold, you know, small attention getter.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a huge attention getter. I mean, you know, cancer folks, you know, it's like, okay, now we're talking. Now we're saying stop right now. Think about what's happening in your life. Figure out what the program is. Instead of just rushing to the surgeon and the chemotherapist and the radiation therapist, think about why. You know, ask the question. That question, Vanessa, is the most empowering question in the English language. Ask why instead of just what. What? Well, what can scare the heebie-jeebies out of you?
Yeah.
You know, if the what is, oh, you have pancreatic cancer, well, you guess what? You've just bought yourself a very poor prognosis. You've just bought into this idea that you're not going to be around for very long.
Exactly.
And you have all kinds of pictures to match that. Because what do we see? We're inundated with pictures of, you know, celebrities that have died from pancreatic cancer. And we're inundated with pictures of your own friends and family members that have you know, perished, even as they are being treated with you know, conventional medicine. You know, and we say, well, you know, is that what you want to have happen? You know, where you know, you're doomed either way. You know, whether you know, either by the disease itself or by the treatments. Mm. You know, it's because most people are not thinking outside the box anymore, Vanessa.
Yeah.
You know, and this is not just cancer. We're talking about. Look, you know, let's talk. Let's just mention a list of the serious illnesses that have the ability to scare the snot out of people.
Yeah.
You know, let's think about all the autoimmune diseases.
Yes.
You know, I had a gentleman come to me a couple of weeks ago with what he thought was scleroderma, and it had scared the you-know-what out of him because his skin started thickening and so forth. And thank God, you know, when we looked at these markers, you know, they were negative, but the physiological responses there were still there. And, you know, he had physicians that were telling him that, yep, this is probably early scleroderma. Mm-hmm. What's the prognosis for scleroderma? Virtually 100% death within 5 to 10 years.
Right.
It's like, okay, well, you know, so I encouraged him to not buy into any label until we looked further and to start understanding the program. And, you know, he did a lot of recall healing. We understand the massive stress that he was dealing with, you know, on the home front, and made a tremendous difference. You know, just, you know, doing some aggressive detox work, some aggressive resetting of the skin with you know, some of our little segment therapies that we do for various, you know, various things, little injection sets that's done into the acupuncture points. And, and he was able to reframe in 1 week an entire disease process that had scared him, not just him, but his wife, his child. I mean, his whole family. I mean, they were all kind of in a semi-mourning trying to get a grasp of this horrific diagnosis that had, you know, that he had been labeled with, and you know, and partly labeled himself with, and
it was
and
so easy to take all of that on. I actually had seen on a show just a few days ago, The Voice, where these people are trying out for singing to be mentored under a singer, and this one gal that was competing, her father has pancreatic cancer. And parents had joined her for her audition, and I was so impressed with her comment about him, is that, you know, he may die from this, but today's not that day, and I'm not going to treat him any differently. She was going to love him, embrace that day, you know, and not take that on.
And I just happened to watch that show. I didn't normally watch that show, but I happened to see that show and that particular man, and he looked pretty good, you know? And you could see that maybe he's not buying into this idea that it's an automatic death sentence, like it is for most people, you know? Yeah. And you know, Vanessa, we see a lot of serious health challenges here at QHI Wellness. We have people from all around the country that come to us, you know, with dire prognoses. And you know, that one of the first things we do is we kick butt and we say, no, you know, stop prognosticating, stop labeling yourself. Let's look deeper within to understand why this is happening, and then figure out pathways to resolve it, you know, people choose conventional or alternative medicine or natural or combination. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the mind that has to be dealt with more effective than anything else.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the things, you know, we talk to them so strongly about is if you've been presented with a diagnosis of diabetes, do not start saying, I am diabetic.
Yeah,
do not own that.
I am a diabetic.
Or I have it. You're, you know, I mean, it's just you do not own it.
And, you know, physicians play into this, Vanessa. You go to the doctor. You know, I remember when I was a medical student. You know, I'm an MD, by the way, and I'm double board certified in both conventional and holistic medicine. So, you know, board certified in family medicine and then a diplomat of the integrative and homeopathic, you know, board as well. And what is amazing to me when I was going through medical school is you know, what would happen on rounds. You know, we would walk up to somebody's bed, laying in the hospital, looking like death warmed over, and instead of a name, it would be a disease lying there. This is the diabetic. You know, this is the man with gangrene.
Oh my gosh.
You know, this is, you know, it's like,
so that became their identity.
That's their identity. It becomes the identity. And so no wonder that they have lost hope, you know, by the time they've gotten the diagnosis and the prognosis within the first 24 hours sometimes. You know, and that's horrific, you know. And, you know, so many stories. That you know, there's
so
one
offensive.
that I'm want to mention after the break, and I'm going to tell you a story about someone whose father was diagnosed with a serious cancer. They refused to tell the father about the cancer, but the daughter who was going through the process that knew she got extremely ill, and we're going to talk about that until she reframed, and then she got better, and her father never died from his supposed terminal cancer. So we're going to tell that story when we come back from the break.
Oh, that's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, just know that through Recall Healing, there is an avenue for you to be able to make identification of what is causing your disease, your illness, and that there is a way to combat it, to change this, to reframe it, and come out so much better on the other side. If you're interested in the Recall Healing seminars, the Recall Healing manual, the DVDs that help introduce you to the subject, it is at QHI Wellness, 877-484-9735. 877-484-9735, and Dr. DeVette's book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health. We'll be back in just a few moments to continue this discussion, and thank you so much for joining us today.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Tired of achy joints inhibiting your ability to get around, exercise, or even enjoy your life? Having healthy joints should be a given for most people, even those older in age. There's nothing that says you should settle for anything less than strong, healthy joints. DeVette Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula contains powerful nutrients like glucosamine, which is scientifically proven to help joints heal. a powerhouse of additional herbs and nutrients, including MSM, Boswellia, ginger root, horsetail extract, and hyaluronic acid that makes this a phenomenal combination in helping support joint health. Help your body rebuild cartilage, reduce joint swelling, stiffness, inflammation, and pain today with the Vet Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula. Get your supply of Comprehensive Joint Formula today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or go online to shophealthybody.com. Are you frustrated with the health of your digestive tract? Tired of heartburn and reflux symptoms? Sluggish or missing gallbladder? Gas, bloating, or irritable bowel syndromes? If you feel your ability to digest food is not quite up to snuff, then try out DeVet Wellness Digestive Optimizer Formula. Digestive Optimizer Formula is packed full of digestive enzymes, ox bile, and acid precursors to help you digest carbs, fat, and protein. If your stomach feels too acidic for step one, then do step two first. Step two is a product called Glutagenics, which contains aloe, licorice root, and L-glutamine. Take charge of your digestive health today. Call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or shop online at shophealthybody.com.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta... Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're winding down for the last few minutes of the show. We've been talking to you about disease-causing stress and stress-causing disease and understanding those emotional conflicts that program and trigger for disease and illness. So I just want to very quickly remind you again about Dr. DeVette's book, Heal Thyself, the Recall Healing Pyramid of Health Manual, which will help you identify emotional conflicts with most any disease. And the basic detox package, always support your body in detoxing. That's available through our website at shopqhi.com. And there's the wellness support package. In general, we want to remind you that no matter what health challenge you're going through, the body does need some support. And we've created some very specific packages for you under the package specials. You'll see that on the left-hand side of the page. So if you're dealing with diabetes or cardiovascular disease or even, you know, prostate issues, there are many, many packages that have been created for you there. And if you have a particular disease or illness you're dealing with and you don't see a package that is specific for that, give me a call here at QHI Wellness. My name is Vanessa, and you can reach us at 877-484-9735, and we'll get a package put together for you to help support your body.
Yeah, and so, Vanessa, that's a great point. You know, when we talk about the five levels of healing, yeah, we encourage people to go to the higher levels in order to get traction and to listen to me very closely, in order to minimize expense.
Right.
You know, but we have to often work at the lower levels too to generate the energy.
Right.
And to generate the relief and symptoms to make the higher work possible. You know, so when somebody is racked with pain, when somebody is racked with misery, that is certainly an incentive to go deeper at some point, but not at that moment. You know, you have to get that little bit of relief first. Now, so if you have reflux disease, you know, you need to take whatever needs to be taken to reverse that acid reflux. If you have problems with pain and inflammation, you know, go to the pain and inflammation package on QHR Wellness and take what's there, because those are natural painkillers that will help you to be able to do the higher work and will keep you interested and focused on, you know, on the learning that has to take place for you to understand why you are ill and how to resolve that illness and so forth. You know, we can go through package after package.
Right.
And you'll find those on the website, you know, under the specific name. And as Vanessa said, you know, if you look at the package specials, and you're trying to get a handle on the physical phenomena of your illness, and you don't see a package there, just we'll create one for you.
Right.
We also do educational consults. You know,
yes.
if you want to understand what you can do on the physical level, but if you also want to understand why you are the why again of why you're getting sick, why the disease, why that specific illness, you know, and what you can do to turn that around, you know, just by learning to reframe it.
Yeah.
That's what the educational consults are about, you know, and
absolutely.
So that's,
I know it's just, it was kind of a, I thought about this just in my recent little health challenge very quickly about how I had the fever and the chills. Major body aches, thought I'm just going into the flu because that's all that was happening at that time. Fever go up, come down a little bit, there I go into the chills, back and forth, back and forth. But my body felt like I had been beat up. But I didn't have any of the other symptoms with what was really underlying and wrong with me until I recognized what was wrong with me, what was wrong in my life. My conflict is what I'm referring to. And then, you know, by that time, then it was like, hello, and I could not avoid those, you know, symptoms either.
Yeah, so then you got the pain.
Yeah, hello.
You know, severe pain.
Yeah.
And but then quick relief after that, because that caused you to become real proactive about reframing, you know, finding solutions. You know, sometimes, and folks, this applies to all conflict programming for disease.
Right.
You can heal them in one of two ways. You can either live with them and be sicker and sicker, or you can heal them in one of two ways. One is a repair. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can find a way to repair. Like, for instance, if you're in a bad relationship, in a very painful marriage, you can go to counseling if you have a willing partner on the other side, you know? Mm-hmm. And you can go to, you know, marriage counseling, go, you know, talk to the pastor. You know, you can read books, you can listen to seminars, you can go to seminars. But if you don't have a willing partner on the side, then you have, you know, there's another form of repair. You know, some people choose to go through the big D, you know, and we're not necessarily promoters of the big D, the divorce thing. But, you know, sometimes if you are being beaten senselessly every day and, you know, and you are being tormented and tortured, then you may not have a choice. But, you know, on the other hand, reframing is something that every human being can do no matter what. And one of the greatest examples of reframing, you know, is always... you know, I'm always reminded of this, but Viktor Frankl. You know, Viktor Frankl was a survivor of the death camps in Europe. Not just 1 year. I mean, he survived for 4 years.
Right.
And somehow was kept alive by the Germans. You know, still somewhat of a mystery as to why they kept him alive. And everybody else got sent to the gas chambers. But if you know Dr. Frankl's work, if you understand his writings, you know, and, you know, including his book, Man's Search for Meaning, you understand exactly what that was, you know?
Yes.
He literally learned to reframe in the midst of horrific death and dying and stench and human excrement and rats and mice and horrific food that is not even fit for animals, and yet, you know, he made it through and became a messenger of the message that, you know, extraordinary things are possible when you focus on a different angle, you know. So, and so, you know, that's a reminder that no matter how dire the condition that you've been afflicted with, that you've been diagnosed with, there is a way to reframe it that empowers you and that literally can help you to achieve a different outcome other than the one that you fear.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. I'm reminded of another death camp survivor that actually, they found this etched in the wall sometime after they were released. I believe in the sun even when I cannot see it shine.
And isn't that beautiful?
Because still
you
there.
Know,
it's
you
still
know
present.
It's always there.
Yes.
You know, that's reminds me of Vanessa because, you know, father is symbolic of the son, you know. So so a lot of people have problems with their fathers. You know, their fathers, you know, ran away when they found out mom was pregnant or they were not, you know, present in their lives. You know, they were absent. for whatever reason, and so many people suffer because of that, and they develop diseases because of that father deficiency. And you know, again, we don't have enough time in today's show to go into the meaning of every illness, but it's amazing. And yet, when you understand that greater truth, that mm-hmm. Father's like the sun. He always shines upon you, mm-hmm. even if he doesn't recognize you as his child. Mm-hmm. You know, he's still in this world, or even if he's beyond this world, if he's mm-hmm. died, at a symbolic level, Dad always shines, and, you know, Dad is, you know, so it's just one little example there.
I actually read something not too far back, Doc, about a young man that was... had gone on to achieve quite a great deal of success for himself, but had shared about the not present father. Still to this day has never met him. He's a grown man now, very accomplished. And he said, I have at least one thing I can be grateful to him for. He brought me into this world for me to experience all that the world has to offer, all of my opportunities. I was like totally blown by his concept of his father. Yeah. Rather than resentment and hatred and abandonment and all of these things, he brought me into this world, and I've been able to experience the things I have because of it.
Exactly. At least he donated that little sperm that, you know, set off the cycle that brought that human
right.
being into this world, and
right.
and it's, you know, it's an extraordinary thing, Vanessa, you know, that we're able to do that. And again, you know, we talk about, you know, I wanted to give a quick example.
Yes.
And this is a patient of ours that had severe hypothyroidism, severe, profound. Mm-hmm. I mean, just rock bottom, knocked out thyroid. And so when we went into her recall healing session, we discovered when she developed it.
Right.
And guess what? You know, she developed it after she found out that her father had lung cancer and that he was going to die within 6 months.
Right.
But she never told her dad. And she told the physician, you better not tell my father. I will beat you up. You know, I
yeah.
will come and get yeah. you in the middle of the night because my father will perish right. if he knows.
Right.
And so she carried that bad news. She carried it
yeah.
within her and went through that suffering of watching him day by day
mm-hmm.
As she thought he was slowly withering and dying.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at 6 months when he was supposed to be dead, he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, he lived for many, many years after that. And yet at 6 months when he was supposed to be dead, she went into massive hypothyroidism. You
right.
know, the moment that death was supposed to occur,
mm-hmm.
she had literally calculated it in her subconscious as to what that day was.
Right.
It was like a plug was pulled on her
mm-hmm.
and she went through massive hypothyroidism. And
yeah.
she her thyroid came back. When she was treated for, you know, when she discovered that, and she
yes.
you know, went through the epiphany, we call it healing through revelation.
Right.
An
right.
understanding that's so powerful that it says, oh my gosh, you know,
yeah.
that's what it is.
Yeah.
And sure as heck, her thyroid came back, her thyroid hormones started producing again, and, you know, a little help with segment therapy, resetting the thyroid, and then.
Right.
You know, also the right nutrients, iodine and,
mm-hmm.
and vitamin D3 and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
She had her thyroid working again. She
yeah.
did not have to stay on thyroid hormone for the rest of her life. And you're another example, Vanessa,
yes.
of somebody that
yes.
had the thyroid turned back. And a different story,
right.
but, you know, absolutely mm-hmm. same result, you know, from
yes.
180 milligrams, three times the normal dose of
yeah.
Armour thyroid
yeah.
to not having to take any almost overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Because you figured out the program, you had it turned back on
yes.
you know, with little needles, acupuncture.
Yes. And this is something that is attainable for any person with any health challenge. If I could stress one thing enough to our listeners, that would be it. I don't care if you're talking thyroid issues, you know, bladder infection or cancer, anything in between, it's there. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a call at QHI Wellness. 484-9735, 877-484-9735. Thank you for joining us. Be back with us tomorrow.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a Becky's loving you.
Thank you for being a part of Dr. Peter DeVette Live. We'll be here every weekday at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m.